With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Financial pressures continue to challenge U.S. farmers as low commodity prices, rising input expenses, and higher borrowing costs weigh on farm profitability. Agricultural economists say many producers are entering the summer growing season focused on preserving cash flow and controlling expenses, while recent trade developments have improved expectations for agricultural exports. Analysts caution that stronger overseas demand may take time to translate into higher farm income. Higher interest rates have increased financing costs for land, equipment, and operating loans, adding pressure to farm budgets. At the same time, fertilizer and other production expenses remain elevated compared with pre-pandemic levels. Farm groups report that many growers are delaying capital investments and emphasizing risk management strategies. Economists say financial conditions vary by region and commodity, but overall margins remain tight for many operations. Industry analysts will closely monitor export sales, weather conditions, and commodity markets in the months ahead for signs of improvement. A provision in the House-passed Farm Bill is drawing criticism from farmers and renewable energy advocates who say it could limit opportunities for solar development on productive agricultural land. The measure would restrict certain federal incentives tied to solar projects located on prime farmland, a move supporters say is necessary to preserve land for food production. Critics argue the provision could reduce an important source of income for farmers facing lower commodity prices and rising production costs. According to reports and congressional summaries of the legislation, the debate highlights growing tensions between renewable energy expansion and farmland preservation. Farm groups note that lease payments from solar developers have become a valuable source of revenue for some producers. The issue is expected to receive additional scrutiny as the Senate develops its version of the Farm Bill. Lawmakers on both sides say they support renewable energy but disagree on how to balance energy development with long-term agricultural production. Farmers across the Corn Belt are reducing spending on fertilizer, seed, and crop protection products as they prepare for another year of narrow profit margins. Agricultural economists and industry analysts report that many producers are carefully managing expenses after several seasons of declining crop prices and higher operating costs. While fertilizer prices have moderated from record highs seen in recent years, input costs remain elevated compared with historical averages. Farm management specialists say growers are evaluating lower-cost seed options, delaying equipment purchases, and reassessing fertilizer application rates to protect cash flow. Some analysts warn that aggressive cost-cutting could affect yields if weather conditions become unfavorable during the growing season. Market observers say producer decisions this spring reflect broader concerns about farm profitability. With uncertainty surrounding export demand, interest rates, and global commodity markets, many growers are emphasizing financial discipline while waiting for stronger crop prices and improved market conditions. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration has issued a temporary waiver of certain trucking regulations for drivers hauling fertilizer, citing concerns about fertilizer availability during the growing season. The waiver, effective May 26 through August 26, applies to motor carriers transporting straight or blended fertilizer products for commercial farming and ranching operations in 35 states. The agency said the action was taken in coordination with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to address an urgent fertilizer supply shortfall. Under the waiver, drivers are exempt from federal hours of service limits and electronic logging device requirements that normally govern driving time and duty status record keeping. Drivers using the exemption may operate up to 16 hours in a 24-hour period, but must take at least 6 consecutive hours in a sleeper berth or 8 hours off duty. Paper records must be maintained if electronic logs are not used. The waiver does not apply to hazardous material shipments and expires again on August 26th. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.